Heads up.
This is Michael Savage in the Savage Nation. Now I'm saying, what are the odds that the swine flu was created by Islamic terrorists? That they concocted it and planted it in Mexico? Because the Mexicans are the perfect mules for the virus. I'd say the odds are pretty big. That's what I'm saying. And I ain't gonna eat in no restaurants like a moron, cause it's clear to anyone who's not an idiot that Al-Qaeda is using the Mexicans as weapons of mass destruction. We'll be back on the Savage Nation.
We're people gonna rise up and take what's there. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
This week in Radical History for the week starting May 5th. For the next 2 weeks, I'll be traveling, so these next 2 weeks' worth of shows are an abridged version of what you've come to know and love. May 19th, I'll be back in the Gleegly Studios, ready to kick it. So until then, enjoy some Radical History, but first, this PSA from 1976.
Fight for power! Come on! Yo, check this out, man!
Joe brought it home from the office. He gave it to Betty and one of his kids. And to Betty's mother. But Betty's mother went back to California the next day. On her way to the airport, she gave it to a cab driver, a ticket agent, and one of the charming stewardesses. At school, Joe's kid gave it to some other kids. And Mrs. Merrill got it and gave it to her husband. In California, Betty's mother gave it to her best friend, Dottie. But Dottie had a heart condition and she died. But before she died, Dottie gave it to her girlfriend, the mailman, the paper boy, and the vet when she went to pick up her chihuahua.
If a swine flu epidemic comes, this is how it could spread. You'll want to be protected, especially if you're elderly or chronically ill. Get a shot of protection, the swine flu shot.
The 1976 flu shot killed 10 times as many people who got the vaccine as those who got the flu. Stay informed and check out Radical Thoughts on Emergency Preparedness at aftershockaction.org. That's aftershockaction.org. Now, back to the show.
There is something going on in the ether.
The kids are now moving back into the street.
For every Martin they cut down, there must be 100 Martins to step into his shoes. Hey,
hey. People, the time has come.
This is your Radio Roots reporter, Hannah George. On this day, May 4th in 1855, William Walker, a U.S. citizen, set sail from San Francisco with a small army intending to conquer Latin America. After defeating the Nicaraguan National Army, Walker took control of the country and proclaimed himself president. Guided by his white supremacist beliefs, Walker tried to conquer all of Central America, but military resistance from Central American governments and his U.S. business rivals led to his surrender to the U.S. Navy. He was tried and acquitted on charges of starting an illegal war. During his last attempt to return to Central America, Walker was caught and executed by the government of Honduras. Talk about an inflated sense of entitlement. Yeah, I said it. This is your free speech educator reminding you, never let the past slip away.
Also on May 4th, 1886, Haymarket Square bombs go off, killing police who are randomly firing into a crowd of protesters. A bunch of anarchists rounded up, arrested, and hung with little to no evidence of involvement. Also on May 4th, 1912, great parade of women suffragettes in New York City organized. Also on May 4th, 1961, freedom rides organized. Many across the U.S. come to southern states to support demonstrations showing the noncompliance of civil rights laws. Also May 4th, 1970, four dead in Ohio. Lastly on May 4th, 1989, U.S. right-wing sweetheart Ollie North is convicted of the Iran-Contra affair, later pardoned by his boss. That'd be your friend, George Bush Sr.
This is your Radio Roots reporter, Crystal Graham. On this day, May 5th in 1886, the Bayview tragedy occurred during the National May Day labor strike when the U.S. National Guard killed 7 striking workers in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. In the days leading up to this event, 14,000 protesters had shown up at the Milwaukee Iron Company in Bayview, demanding an 8-hour workday. The large number of strikers, who had shut down every business in the city except for one, prompted the governor of Milwaukee to call in 250 National Guardsmen. The governor gave his order that the guards should shoot to kill any strikers who attempted to enter the mill that morning. When the assembled crowd, including women and children, tried to enter the mill, the guards opened fire. But the killings, known to some as the Bayview Massacre, didn't stop the labor movement. Less than 3 weeks later, some 5,000 workers marched through the streets of Milwaukee. Many American workers now have a standard 8-hour day, but some, including domestic workers and day laborers, are still in a struggle for their basic rights. Yeah, I said it. This is your free speech educator reminding you, never let the past slip away.
Also on May 5th, 1818, future nemesis to anarchist Mikhail Bakunin, communist philosopher Karl Marx is born. Also on May 5th, 1868, Cinco de Mayo, Mexicans celebrate the defeat of the French occupiers. Also on May 5th, 1870, George Washington Revolutionary War Camp mutiny, eventually put down by Pennsylvanian troops. On May 6th, 1877, Chief Crazy Horse surrenders to U.S. troops who later in the year would assassinate him with a bayonet to the back. Also on May 6th, 1915, revolutionary filmmaker Orson Welles is born in Kenosha, Wisconsin. On May 6, 1933, Nazis raid the Institute for Sexual Science in Berlin, Germany, continuing the repression of gays, ending in the forcing of all gays in concentration camps to wear pink triangles as identification. Also on May 6, 1935, Pacific Northwest lumber strikes begin, will involve more than 40,000 workers and end in victory 13 weeks later. Also May 16, 1970, 1 to 2 million students around the country close over 750 campuses around this country in protest of troops being sent to Cambodia. Over 75 campuses will remain closed for the rest of the school year. Also on May 6, 2002, Bush unsigns UN treaty establishing an international criminal court. Bush fears his actions will bring him in front of the court someday.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
On May 7th, 1429, English siege of the French city of Orleans is broken by Joan of Arc. Also on May 7th, 1873, U.S. Marines land at the Bay of Panama to start to take over the country to protect U.S. interest. Also on May 7th, 1937, U.S. invades Nicaragua to protect U.S. interests. Also on that date, 1937, over 500 anarchists killed during street fighting on the streets of Barcelona, including members of the American Lincoln Brigade volunteers who are fighting the fascists. On May 7th, 1942, over 100,000 U.S. citizens that happen to be Japanese Americans suspected of spying are rounded up and put into concentration camps in the U.S. Also on May 7th, 1965, Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama, as state troopers attack civil rights marchers. Also on May 7th, 1975, Vietnam War officially ends. Also on May 7th, 1985, bombs are dropped from helicopters out of the skies on houses in Philadelphia in an attempt to get the wanted members of the MOVE Black Militant Organization, destroying 65 homes in the process. For May 8th, 1828, U.S. Peace Society is formed. Also on May 8th, 1933, Gandhi starts a 31-day fast in jail. Also on May 8th, 1967, U.S. grand jury indicts Muhammad Ali for refusing to fight in Vietnam. Also on that date, 1970 in New York, the hard hat gangs turn on peace students protesting the war and beat them up as police watch. Also on that date, 1979, police machine gun a mass rally in the steps of San Salvador Cathedral, killing 25.
What usually happens when people without guns stand up to people with guns.
For May 9th, 1800, anti-slavery revolutionary John Brown is born. Also on May 9th, 1900, striking tram workers blow up tram cars in St. Louis. Also on May 9th, 1933, first Nazi mass book burning occurs, forgetting the quote from 1821, "When men burn books, they will burn people also in the end," unquote. Also on May 9th, 1950, Israeli troops drive 12,000 Arab villagers from southern towns in Palestine. Also on May 9th, 1969, New York Times reveals that the U.S. has been secretly bombing the neutral country of Cambodia. Nixon blows a gasket over the leak. Also on May 9th, 1970, 5 days after Kent State National Guard killing of students, over 100,000 march in Washington, D.C. in protest. On May 10th, 1857, is the beginning of the Great Mutiny as people around the world start to fight against colonial British rule. Also on May 10th, 1955, Moscow proposed joint cuts in nuclear stockpiles. U.S. hangs up the phone. Also on May 10, 1962, Robert Kennedy informs FBI Hoover that they have ordered CIA to hire underground mob connections to try to assassinate Fidel Castro. Also on that date, 1967, Army Captain Howard Levy sentenced to 3 years for refusing to train U.S. soldiers for fighting in Vietnam. That's it for this week in Radical History. Information found in the Slingshot Organizer, Google Slingshot Collective for more information. Other information discovered at the Daily Bleed website, Google the People's Calendar of the Daily Bleed for more information. Also some audio borrowed from the Radio Roots crew at WBAI New York. A reminder what anarchist and feminist Emma Goldman once said, if voting ever really changed anything, they would have made it illegal. From the Gleegly Studios, I'm yours in a struggle, Mike Cannon. Silver Mountain Zion.